Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and very happy to be here tonight. Although I can't guarantee that all of me is here, something very weird going on. And I was sharing with Rebecca right before the show came live that I actually, well, I just couldn't wake up the whole day. So I'm really working hard on it. I am now drinking tea with ginkgo biloba, or however you say that, in it. That's supposed to wake your brain up. So I'm hoping that's going to help. We've got Rebecca Jernigan, who is a wonderful radio show host, many more years experience doing this than me, and a great friend of Camelot, and she is also a psychic and does readings for people and all sorts of things. So actually, I'm going to let Rebecca introduce herself in more detail after just a moment here. I want to make a few announcements. First of all, if you're listening and you want to go to our chat room, then go to the front page of Camelot. And there is a link now on the front page at the radio show next guest at the bottom there for the live chat. So you can go there. And then you just go ahead and you don't even have to sign in. You just start talking and start typing, I think, and it gives you some name or other, asks you if you want to name yourself. Anyway, so that's what's happening with the chat. And we will also take calls sometime in the second hour, so that would be great. And I just want to say that if you haven't been to our new website and you haven't looked around, it's actually pretty cool, and my blog is now on the front page if you scroll down, and there is a radio show I just did with Dave and Messi, or Mecki, I'm not sure, they could probably kill me because I can't pronounce his name, but anyway, he's a charming guy, and they have a radio show on Revolution called Shiny Side Out. I was interviewed for several hours there, and so you can hear me waxing eloquent about all sorts of different matters, and that should be interesting for some. And then we had a huge audience on that one. And let's see, what else? Oh, Mount Shasta. I'm going to be in Mount Shasta. Hopefully all of me is going to arrive there at the same time, but no guarantees. On the 18th of May, which is Friday, so I'll be rolling in late afternoon up at Mount Shasta and then spending a couple of days there for the solar eclipse, doing a speaking engagement with Sean David Morton and many others, and possibly catching an interview or two if circumstances permit. And what else? Oh, I've got this Egypt trip that we're trying to get that all together, and pretty soon we're going to have the registration page all ready to go. Tommy has been working on this diligently, although I don't think it's quite linked up yet, but the page with the all the different fascinating places we're going to go is there. I've been to Egypt several times, and I highly recommend it. Obviously, we're going to be taking the cat by the tail, so to speak. And a tiger by the tail, I don't know what you want to say, but and going there for the 21st of 2012, assuming that even if the world were to end on that day, that would be as good a place as any to do it. But of course, it's not going to end, and it's just going to be a new beginning, and it's going to be hopefully some good energy coming in, and we're going to make sure, because we're going to lend our energy to the mix in a place that has a lot of mixed kind of intelligences monitoring it and moving around there and messing with it on all levels. So it's not for the faint of heart, I have to say, this trip. And we're also going to be going on a journey. And Rebecca is one of our speakers. We've got Hugh Newman, Michael Tellinger, Miriam Delicato, myself, and Rebecca Jernigan. So already this is going to be quite the lineup. A very interesting combination of energies to go in there and sort of, well, just meditate, wake the place up, I guess you might say. And aside from that, I've got a new interview I just want to draw your attention to on the front page of Camelot under latest release. If you scroll down halfway down the page, you'll see it under the radio show stuff. And it says Romanian crackdown on yoga and consciousness. And it's a really fascinating discussion that ended up to also be about a discovery in Romania that was actually found several years ago, probably, well, I think maybe originally even 1999, but some people are saying 2003, so it's kind of mixed information, I think. At any rate, I interviewed these people from the yoga sector because they're being oppressed by the government and told that it's against the law to practice yoga, of all things, and higher mind and pursuit of remote viewing and so on and so forth, because the government is ultra-paranoid about people that are getting us sort of augmenting their powers. And this is going around the globe. It's not just Romania. And the dumbing down of the population has been obviously going on for a while, but they've been escalating it lately. And there's a purpose behind that madness, because we are accessing higher energies on a daily basis, which is part of the reason why I cannot possibly come down to Earth today. But with all that introduction, let me turn this over to Rebecca Jernigan, who's a fabulous individual and a great friend of mine. Rebecca?
Hello, Carrie. Nice to be here.
Well, very nice to have you on my show again. And you've saved my life, actually, a number of times in the past. And this is an official scheduled show. Instead of calling you in the sort of, I don't know, the last minute to beg you to come on because my guest disappeared somehow or some way. This was actually scheduled way ahead of time, which is so unusual. And, of course, your life is going into the most strangest permutations, you might say, and some very exciting turns. So you want to talk about that and also introduce yourself?
Sure. Thank you very much, Carrie. You're always so kind. I'm so appreciated. I really do. Well, let's see. Where do I start? First of all, I guess I'm going to start, Carrie, with more of an introduction. You know, for those of you who know me, I do a radio show, and I have for 12 years, called Journeys with Rebecca. I have interviewed some of the most fantastic guests. I mean, seriously, people such as Dr. Edgar Mitchell and Michael Tellinger, Michael Tesarian, David Icke, Jordan Maxwell, yourself, Carrie, Rich Dolan, Stuart Swerdlow. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. A lot of people stepping into higher consciousness. My theme for the last probably 6 months has been to bring on people who are talking about this consciousness raising with the vibrational and frequency changes. And if you notice that, you know, everything trends in a sense, Carrie. We didn't talk so much about the terms. We didn't use the terms like frequency or vibratory medicines or vibrations as much, say, 4 years ago as it is now. It seems to be like that is, you know, the new keywords, the catchphrases, whatever you want to call them. So, you know, everything trends based on, you know, what's going on literally out in our universe in this dimension, as well as, you know, some of the other dimensions. And I think we'll get into that a little bit later. But getting back to my radio show, that's part of what I've been doing. Prior to that, you know, back in the 90s, I traveled all across the United States. I was a speaker. I've taught classes. I've created my own classes. I've taught meditation. Psychic abilities. I've helped people to become aware of them. I'm also I teach people how to communicate with their higher selves or their spirit guides, whatever you want to call that. So there's been a lot of the work that I've done, and I've been doing it since actually the late 80s into the early 90s. I've done television. I had my own television show here. It was a local television show called Psychic Impressions, and I was a co-host with a gentleman that had been on air for 13 years. Doing psychic voyages, and we used to do live readings on the air, also interviewed people. I was the first one to do interviews on his show. He didn't even do them. I did them. And back in those days, it was people like Betty Eady that was just coming out. So, you know, it's been a long journey, not a negative one. I look back and I really been 25 years. Where did the time go, right? So I've kind of been on this path most of my life. And I woke up the other day, and this is what I said. And I said, I'm on a mission. I don't know what the mission is, but I'm on it. I'm on a mission. I'm going for it. I don't know what it is, but I'm going for it. You know, it's just like, it's just been fascinating. You know, I'd like to talk a little bit about what I consider dream time activity. I'd like to talk a little bit about the frequency shifts, things like that. What people are experiencing. It's an extremely large topic, as you well know. I mean, we can run down so many rabbit holes with it, it's not even funny. You kind of get lost out there in that infinite field of consciousness, right? And having to learn how to figure out how to bring it back. But so that's a little bit about me, I guess. You know, you wanted me to introduce myself and, you know, my radio show, and I hope everyone tunes in. I'm actually on Monday through Fridays on Revolution Radio, and it's also simulcast on Wolf Spirit Radio. So there's a, and they're changing the schedule, so I don't really know what I'm going to be doing.
Okay, see, you don't know when you're on?
Not next week. He changed the schedule on me. And so, but there's, you know, here's the funny thing, though, you know. You said I'm doing some, you know, something that's very, very strange right now, and this is... This is why I haven't even been keeping up with my own life. I'm literally I think I need an assistant to keep up with my personal self. I don't know how to do that. Anyway, I'm actually in the process, and I knew this a little over a year ago, and it took me a year to transition to actually make the decision to do what I'm undergoing right now, which is I'm literally in the middle of selling every single thing that I own, with very few exceptions, bringing it down to things like personal items of clothing and, you know, computer stuff, a few little mementos that are being stored in a cedar chest, and that's just pretty much it. And I am simply letting go of what they have told me is an identity and what being anchored really means. And being anchored is, I live at 123 Any Street, USA. I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, I'm, you know, known as Rebecca Jernigan. But there's more to the identity than just the labels that we carry. There's more to a person's existence than just living in the same house all the time. What I'm doing obviously doesn't necessarily resonate with everyone, but I do know, Carrie, that after I went public with this information, I have had literally dozens of people come out of the woodwork and say, oh my God, I'm doing the same thing. That gets into that whole trending thing. You know, some people are responding to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I can say that I am as well. About a year ago, I got rid of a bunch of stuff and moved from another place to the place I'm in now. And I sort of lightened my load at that point. And in fact, so much so that I had to get a couple things just in order to live on. I got rid of my bed, and so then I had to, you know, get a futon type thing, because that was going to be my temporary thing. And then, so anyway, yeah, I have had those same kind of feelings. Like, I have felt desperately like I have to get rid of stuff and be ready to move at any moment. So in my situation, I'm kind of a little bit different in that you're doing it a little more proactively, whereas I am getting rid of stuff and planning, you know, and pacing myself and so on and so forth, but lightening the load the whole time. And I think it's really a good feeling, I have to say. And I actually have more to do. I'm going to be doing some more in the next couple week or two, just because, you know, it's crazy. And what I keep is books. I have lots of books. And I've gotten rid of tons of books. I've taken them to libraries and given them to free places and to friends of mine and so on and so forth. And it's hard to get rid of them, but, you know, they're the heaviest thing, and you got to do it. So that's part of the thing. Getting rid of furniture, of course, is another thing. I think there's some kind of weird time going on with that relates to all of this. And, maybe it's also because I'm Camelot that I feel sort of, you know, that things are shifting so quickly that I need to be sort of fast on my feet kind of thing. So I'm doing that as well, but not quite in the kind of down and dirty way that you're doing it, which you're about to close everything down like tomorrow or something, right?
Well, Sunday will be my last day. I'm actually having a, what I call it, is my living estate sale. And so I'm, you know, it's nobody's passed over. It takes people a few minutes to catch that, yes.
Yeah.
So it's my living estate sale. So it's down to my paper clips, right? You know, down to the paper clips is going. Everything's going. And, you know, for me, Carrie, it was like I woke up, like I said, it was a year in the process. I heard this over a year ago. And, you know, I you know, kept downsizing, you know, a little here and a little there. But then it was one day I woke up and I was like, today is the day. This is when I make the decision. It wasn't an easy decision to make. But as soon as I had made the decision and let it kind of sit there and percolate for a little bit, there was a huge amount of relief knowing that whatever direction this is leading me into, it's absolutely perfect for me. And I know that there's more to what I call my mission, and the vision, the dream state, if you will, has been, super kicked in the last week, since this time is growing nearer for me to literally be at the point of just being able to go where I need to go. I am going to be, one of my first places is to go is down into Ecuador and then Peru. Obviously I'll be joining you in, Egypt, and I'm looking forward to that. I truly am. I'm looking forward to that. I've been talking to people about it since you and I talked about it, and I have four or five people already that are, you know, they're really trying to make this thing happen because there's something spectacular happening, and it's happening
okay.
Now.
We have a commercial.
We don't need to wait for the whole, you know, December 21st, 2012, or it to happen. That's just kind of a marker,
sorry,
if you will,
we've
in the
got
celestial
a
sky.
But
now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Indigrow is your source for affordable induction grow lighting. First discovered in 1891 by Nikola Tesla, Indigrow lights deliver 11 years of electronic sunlight to your plants. Indigrow lamps require less than half the power of traditional HID lamps. Converting to Indigrow lights means you'll cut down on your power bill with less lighting. Indigrow lamps also use 5 times less mercury than traditional fluorescent or HID lamps, making Indigrow not only energy efficient, but environmentally friendly as well. No more switching out lamps between vegetative and flowering stages. As nature intended, your lights get a steady dose of UV light. That makes your plants grow healthier and stronger. Indigrow products are manufactured in San Diego, California, and come with a written 10-year warranty. What Tesla knew, then growers know now, is that Indigrow lighting is the cost-effective addition to your victory garden. To learn more or order now, go to inda-grow.com. That's inda-grow.com. Or call 877-452-2244 to answer any of your questions. These guys really know lights. Indigrow really is your sunlight in a box.
What's up with these sorry politicians? Lots of art. When it's showtime, whimpering like little shih tzus. You want big cuts? Ron Paul's been screaming it for years. Budget crisis? No problem. Got $1 trillion year one. That's trillion with a T. Department of Education? Gone. Interior? Energy? HUD? Commerce? Gone. Later, bureaucrats. That's how Ron Paul rolls. Want to drain the swamp? Ron Paul. Do it.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message. Ron Paul, a visionary who predicted the financial crisis, a leader with a plan to solve it. The Paul Plan? Balance the budget. Cut $1 trillion year one. Eliminate 5 federal bureaucracies. End the foreign wars and nation building. Rein in the Federal Reserve. Pay down the debt. Cut taxes to create jobs. Ron Paul, a plan to restore America now.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? But something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones?
And I thought I'd let that play out so that people could hear it because it's so apropos. Rebecca, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. So it's just really having a bizarre time here, I have to say. I don't know if it's just me, but I just think that today has been, the energetics today have just been really wild outside the box. And it's kind of like walking on clouds or something. I don't know how to explain it, but
it's like walking between worlds, man. It's like you don't really belong and yet you don't not belong.
Yeah, and it's just, wow, touching down is takes a fair amount of effort here. and you know, making that earthly connection. But you're the perfect person to have on the other end of the line here tonight because you definitely tap into all of it, and so that's very, very relaxing and very refreshing and great. So right before the break, which came kind of unexpectedly, and you were just going on.
Yeah, I couldn't hear anything. I'm so sorry.
No problem. But I think we might have missed some of your pertinent comments. So let's just back up to where you were talking about how you basically got this message to leave and to move on and go out there and do, you know, sort of change your life. And so you're doing this, and tomorrow's, I think, the big day, right?
No, Friday. It starts Friday. It's going to be a 3-day sale.
Okay.
And I'll be done with everything by Sunday evening, which I think that's really interesting when you look at the dates. I didn't actually plan it that way. It just, this past week and it didn't happen. And so I was like, okay, well, I'll just move it to the next week. It's all good. You know, and I wasn't even really thinking about the date. And then I looked up and I was like, oh, here we go. Interesting
right.
Time to be doing this. Cosmologically, astrologically, and I'm not an astrologer. I'm not an astrologer. I want to make that very clear. But that I do understand that the mystical levels of astrology are very, very pertinent in these times. And they're very, as you would say, apropos. They, you know, for those that don't, I'm not talking about the newspaper astrology either, you know, you understand, right? So, you know, energetically, cosmically, multidimensionally, it's just, you know, it was like, you know, it didn't go unnoticed by me either, Carrie, but, you know, when all of this is transpiring, I was like, wow, this is really about stepping into a brand new way of being.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's fascinating when you stop and think about it that that's what this is about. It's a new way of being.
Well, let's actually talk a little bit about the astrology, though, because that's pertinent to this weekend. And obviously we have a solar eclipse coming up. And there's also, I don't know, the Venus transit. Well, it's coming around. I'm not sure what, how, you know.
I'm talking
how,
and hear me.
Okay, can you hear me okay here?
Now I can, but the call does keep dropping every once in a while. It'll say we're trying to get the call back. So I don't know if you can hear me when that happens or not. It's been doing that since the beginning of the show.
Okay, that's interesting. Well, maybe
it's just a weird day.
Yeah, it is a weird day. Well, do you have a phone number that you can type into the chat with American
Freedom
Radio?
There you go. You're gone again, so I can't hear you again.
Okay, do you have a phone number? How about your phone? Would that work, Rebecca?
So, yeah, I have nothing but silence on this end. I hear nothing at all from anyone.
Okay. Can you type your phone number, Rebecca? Okay. I think, hello, I guess we've lost her. What we'd like to do is get her phone number so we can call her. Let me see if I can find it on my phone here. I don't know what to do exactly because I guess we've lost her. So we got to try to get her back. I'm not sure if everyone can hear me. I assume you can. So this is one of those kind of wild and crazy things. I'm not sure why they would be interrupting this show because we haven't even started talking about anything crazy. Although, believe me, I'm willing to get to some crazy stuff if given half the chance, and I'm sure she is as well. But this is kind of before the fact kind of type of thing. So that's kind of interesting. And I don't know if my show engineer even knows that she is gone. And so I'm giving him a phone number to try to reach her on. That's, I believe, a cell phone, unfortunately, and she may have a landline that she would rather we call. And so I'm going to see if that's going to be possible, too, because cell phones are kind of a problem. But so we're going to dial her back. And meanwhile, just want to say that you know, I will be in Mount Shasta this weekend, again, doing a speaking event with Sean David Morton and several others. If you're interested, it's on the front page of Camelot. Just scroll down to the right-hand column. You'll see a little ad there that you can click on and go register. I imagine they still have room. I don't know how much room because I know they were getting pretty inundated up there. It's going to be a fun weekend. I think it should be very, very interesting, energetically speaking. And, you know, so I encourage you to come if you are listening and you're interested in doing that. Now, if we don't have her that online, I don't know what's going on as far as her phone. let me just.
Hello.
Hi, Rebecca.
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yeah. This is wild and crazy. I can't believe that this is going on.
Well, secrets or something we were talking about. That's what's amazing.
Okay, did they call you back on Skype or are you on phone?
I'm on a phone.
You're on a phone. Okay, well,
yeah.
You just broke up.
Unfortunately,
can you hear me?
Cell phone.
Okay, can you type your, can you go onto Skype and try typing your phone number for a landline? for them?
I do not have a landline here. I am not in my office. Yeah.
I see.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, then we're kind of stuck with that situation unless you want to try to get back on Skype at the same time and see how that works for you. But we can try to continue with your cell phone if you don't mind, if you can, if it's going to be all right for you.
It's going to be fine as long as you can hear me well enough from it.
Okay. So far, you sound fine.
Well, then we're good.
Okay. So with that in mind, we haven't even started to broach any dicey subjects, but what I was saying was if we could talk about the actual astrology that's happening this weekend so people can just focus a little bit on that and also the solar eclipse and what that might bring along with it.
Well, you know, I have a lady that comes on my show quite regularly. Her name is Nancy Ogren, and she actually shows up at least a couple of times a month. She has been studying astrology and is very good at the mysteries, the mystique, the mysticism, the spirituality behind it, the energy, if you will, not just about you're born on this date and this is what your characteristics are. She's a very deep and profound astrologer. And she was on, we did a pre-recorded show last week, and that will be aired, by the way, on Friday on Revolution Radio for anyone that wants to tune in and get some real heavy, heavy pieces of information about what's coming up over the weekend, and then for the solar eclipse. But because of where the planetary lineups are, and I don't remember exactly, so again, I'm not the astrologer, so I don't use the right terminology necessarily, but the whole idea behind it is that this is about, we have, I can't remember how many she said, we had a lunar eclipse, then we have a solar eclipse, and then another lunar eclipse, and then another solar eclipse, and another lunar eclipse, all before the end of this year, as well as what's called five supermoons. You know, just a few weeks ago, we had that full moon where the moon was closest to the Earth. We have five of them, and the first one just being the one just a couple of weeks ago. So you talk about some transforming energy. You talk about some heavy-hitting energy. Venus is the planet this year that is up front and center. And, of course, Venus being the planet that's all about love and the feminine, the divine feminine, there's a huge transformation taking place in the solar system. And what happens out there also affects us here. And what we do here also affects the entire solar system. I mean, it's a two-way street. And what we have is this transforming energy. We have literally the ability of a new paradigm shift. We also have some lineups that are very similar to some revolutions that have taken place here in America, specifically in the United States, that are trending as well during the rest of this year. Carrie, that's important for people because they were huge milestone markers. But because we have different energy supporting them other than just the lineups of the revolution, right, of whatever it was about, we also have some supporting energies that allow us to take it from a negative aspect into a positive aspect where it doesn't, the outcome of it has a whole different potential of happening. And it's supported for a different outcome. That's what's the amazing thing, is that there's a different support mechanism out there. And, you know, people that come on to your show and the people that you talk with, you and I, we talk to people all the time, and they say the energy out there in our daily lives is almost tangible, where you can just see, feel, and touch it. You can almost, you know, mold it in your hands, so to speak, because the energies are so prevalent. Even people that aren't metaphysical or anything like that, they're using this terminology. Well, the energy of that person feels strange to me or something, you know, and these are just what you would call regular people that aren't metaphysical or
yes.
whatever, right?
Right.
Because
absolutely.
That's what's happening.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're at a very interesting juncture, and I think that you're quite right that the energy is tangible, in other words, and the differences in various energies, even as you go through a day or a week, and sort of greet each day. And basically, I think when, at least the way I feel, is that waking up every morning, I've got no idea what I'm going to encounter that day, be it positive or negative. And what sort of happens is the more flexible you are, the more malleable, and the more you sort of greet it with sort of a sense of wonder and acceptance, I think on a certain level, it allows the day to happen, where instead of sort of banging your head against a wall, because otherwise there are some people that are going to find these times extremely challenging if your sort of normal approach is to kind of take the bull by the horns and wrench it one way or another.
Right, exactly. I mean, the way that you may do something, you know, in kind of the same process that you might have done before, but there's going to be a couple of things that people will notice that will be different. Is first of all, their perception of maybe kind of routine behavior, or, you know, their understanding of behavior of their own self, of their own actions, the perception of that will change. And the second thing is that they're also going to be more perceptive of other people's actions. They're going to become more aware of it from almost an observer's viewpoint, as opposed to the way of looking at it and maybe setting in judgment. So that's also been a huge indicator of the major shift that's been also been going on as well. I find that real fascinating. I really do.
Yeah. Well, we have also talked about how people, certain people in certain groups, are being very, very sort of not only targeted but stimulated at this time, be it negatively or positively, to sort of react strongly. And I'm finding that really, really fascinating as almost an observer. I find myself observing people's actions much more so this year than ever before, and being not sort of being sucked into it, which is really interesting.
You know, and it's actually a better place to be as well. Is to sit back and watch how things unfold, because in watching the unfoldment of the behavior, you can see where. I think I hear music.
Yeah, now we are having a break, so we'll be right back with Rebecca Jernigan. Thank you.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
I want to tell you about something really, really cool. It is silvercoins.ag. Now, AG is the symbol for silver on the periodic table of elements. Silvercoins.ag is the new website for cheap silver coins. Silvercoins.ag automatically surfs popular online retailers for silver coin bargains based on the minute-to-minute fluctuations of the silver market. Silvercoins.ag focuses on silver purchases from $5 to $50, but of course, big junk silver bags bags and monster boxes are available too. Purchases can generally be done using a credit card or even PayPal, so you have multiple layers of buyer protection. Silvercoins.ag has no annoying salesmen. Silvercoins.ag has live streaming metal prices, so you don't have to refresh your browser all day long. Stop the endless web surfing for the best silver coin deals, because now you can visit and bookmark silvercoins.ag. I use it. I want all your friends to use it. You tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table to figure out how badly they're getting f***ed by a system that threw them overboard 30 f***ing years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly f***ing jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your f***ing retirement money. They want it back. So they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices steady below $1,550 an ounce Wednesday after rebounding from 5 months' lows earlier. Gold last traded at $1,540 an ounce. Silver, $2,727. Okay, so gold is at the 2012 low. What better opportunity is there to buy? Call Swiss America today. Talk with your broker, 800-289-2646. Don't kick yourself later for missing it. Today on my daily health and vitality lunch stop at Jamba Juice here in Phoenix, I had a few gold coins in my pocket after working on some new Swiss America TV commercials. Just for the heck of it, when it came time to pay, I put 3 1-ounce American gold coins into the attendant's hand. This immediately prompted a huge smile, especially when I told her the current value. Her response? I can't believe this is $5,000 in my hand. Yeah, there's just something about holding real gold in your hand. It feels good. It feels right. Because it is. Yes, gold is concentrated wealth in a world diluted by declining paper dollars.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Hey, this is Roxy Lopez. I'm the host of the Truth Denied Talk Show, which airs live every Friday evening from 7 to 9 Central, only on the American Freedom Radio Network. Join us.
Talking to Rebecca Jernigan about, well, the shifting energies and what we're going through at this time. And Rebecca, right before the break, I think you were talking about, the astrology that we're encountering on this weekend. Actually, we were kind of covering that, and also the Venus transit, the Divine Feminine, all of that. So, is there anything else you wanted to add to that before we kind of move into other subjects?
Well, only a little bit. Here's what I would like people to know is that, sincerely, that the energies truly are supporting anybody's choices at this time. It doesn't matter what the choices are, right? The energies are going to support you in whatever way that you put your foot out there. So, you know, it's like one of those times, Carrie, it's like, be careful what you ask for. You just might get it, right? So you have to be very, very cognizant of these high energetic times, because it has the ability, people have the ability for instant manifestation, so be careful what you're actually wanting to draw into your life. Be very careful and conscious of what your thoughts, your actions are. What is your intent? Are you heart-centered or not? And just being cognizant of other people's behaviors, kind of like you and I have been talking about here. We've both said it. with being in observation mode is really a very safe place. And I don't mean to make it sound like it's unsafe to be any other way, but it's a safe place to be if you are in that space for your own growth, for your own orientation, for your own greater understanding, because there's a lot of people that aren't. There's a lot of people that aren't going to, you know, be awakened, for the lack of a better way of saying that, Carrie, and that's okay. I mean, we all have our missions here, we all have our purpose here, and we all belong here, no matter how we're characteristically showing that, right?
Right.
So
I think, absolutely.
Yeah, I think I would like to maybe wrap it up with that as far as the astrological thing. But again, I do have a really wonderful guest on Friday. I'm on from 1 to 3 p.m. Central Time. Her name is Nancy Ogren, and she's going to give an extremely in-depth view of what's coming up over the next 4 or 5 days for people that would like to tune into that. And you can log on to my website, which is journeyswithrebecca.com, and then I'll have all the links right there where to go and listen to the show.
Great. That's just great. And so at this point, you know, what I wanted to actually do was turn it over to a little bit different angle on what we're going through here and talk about some of the past, I don't know, maybe 5-6 months that you've been experiencing. I know that your life has been rather tumultuous, and I'm thinking that perhaps that might be true of a lot of people out there, you know, who can identify, and maybe even sharing some of the ways that you've been dealing with some things. And it's really interesting because tradition, you know, there's an interesting, astrologically, because Capricorn is very heavily aspected right now. And on top of it, so is Uranus and Pluto. And so what we have are, and then Mars only just recently went direct. And so we have, we're building towards something. And there is also a lot of information coming, at least at Camelot, about a possible event. And I'm wondering if you're hearing anything at your end, and what, if anything. And so if you can cover some of that from your perspective, that would be great.
Well, let's start out with the traditional statement that you made, because that, I think, is probably the most underlying kind of hidden. It appears hidden. If somebody was just to be viewing my life, it would appear of what I'm doing is very non-traditional, which, in fact, it is. You know, I was given the information that identifiers, and again, getting back to the point that I am a mother and I'm a grandmother, I'm a talk radio show host. I think you introduced me as a psychic. But those are literally different compartments of the same person, right, of the whole of who I am. And I'm even more than all of that. Like, everyone is more than the identifier, right? But we don't know exactly all the depths and levels and the meanings of that, because we haven't arrived there yet. So we haven't been introduced to all of those different compartments, which are really, some of them are roles that we play. Some of them are the skills or talents that we are. Like, you can call somebody an artist, you can call somebody a singer. Those are skills or talents or a creative force. So I was given this information is that I needed to let go of the compartments that segregating the parts of the whole of who I am. And in that is the idea of letting go of where I live, my home, and letting go of an address, and simply going where I feel like I am being led, if you will, not forced, but an opening. It feels like I'm on my path, whatever that may mean. And in that becomes a break in tradition. And it's kind of like that the world that's being created, Carrie, in a way, is letting go of the old paradigm traditions because those traditions aren't going to fit in the same way that we understand them now. So by letting go of everything that I've ever owned, it's all that material stuff, and it is just that, just stuff, right? And, you know, I thought about it, and I thought, well, gosh, you know, if I just, you know, travel around for the next year or 2 years, and I decide I'm going to, you know, find a location where I'm going to call my quote-unquote home again, you know, people are willing to give you their stuff because they have too much, right? I'm not concerned about the stuff, right?
Yes.
This is nothing. It is about the journey itself. And for me, it isn't. It is so deeply entrenched in me that I am arriving at a place that I knew from a young woman that I was supposed to be in a direction, and that really over the last 6 months or so, I feel like that I have finally stepped fully and completely, and with this next portion of my life, onto that role or that mission. And Carrie, I don't even know what the hell it is specifically. All I know, and this kind of leads in now to your thing that you're talking about, the big event, right? All I can tell you is that I was given a very, very predominant dream, night vision, that I was kept in a night vision on this past Saturday night, all night long, and I call it the repeater dream, the repeater thing. They keep saying the same thing over and over and over and over and over again so that I don't forget it. And so all night long, for 6-8 hours, I was in this space of just repeating this whole dream cycle, this whole vision. And there were several people that I was supposed to contact, and I have done that. I've contacted them. I said, you were part of this message, and I'm just the messenger, and here is the pieces that I'm giving you. So I'll give it to you kind of in a nutshell. You've probably heard the story about the 144,000, yes?
Sure.
Okay. Well, the thing is that we all have this perspective of what the 144,000 is. Even I had a perspective of what the 144,000 was. Well, the 144,000, now what that represents in our time frame is those that are kind of the anchoring of the energy of this shift, and this is what the whole 2012 thing is about, right? That this needs to, that the anchoring, that they, it's time for them to wake up. 144,000 is time to wake up. But so here's what they said. This is what part of my dream cycle was on Saturday night. They said, now, you know, not all of the 144,000 are going to be willing to wake up. So what we have done is we have allowed for what you would call a factory overrun and have supplied an extra 10 to 20% onto that 144,000 to be sure that the goal would be met.
So, very good.
Yeah, so it was actually kind of funny. My guides are actually very, very funny. They really do have this wonderful sense of humor when they're not being really stern with me. So I really enjoyed that. So I'm like, okay, so this is about the 144,000. Now, you've known me for quite a few years. I don't think we've ever had a conversation about the 144,000. It's just not one of those things that, you know, has been first and foremost. But what I've come to understand is that there's some major significance with this 144,000. Do I yet know what it is? Not in a way that I can verbalize, but somewhere in the soul or spirit of who I am, I feel that there's something to that story that's bigger than I yet really can ascertain from the perspective that I have.
Well, so, let me address that, because this interview that I just did recently that I mentioned in the beginning of the show with the oppression of the yoga practitioners in Romania. Well, okay, we've got a break and we'll come right back and then we'll get into that, all of that. Okay, thank you.
Just give American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Could it all be a bad dream or a nightmare? Based on preposterous notions and on ideas whose time should never have come, preventive war is used as a road to peace. Tolerance delivered by government guns, an empire replacing the republic, slavery sold as liberty, socialism to save capitalism, a government out of control, unrestrained by the Constitution, the rule of law, or morality. Money does not grow on trees, nor does prosperity come from a government printing press or escalating deficit. A central bank that deliberately destroys the value of the currency in secrecy, without restraint, cheered on by the pseudo-capitalists of Wall Street, the military-industrial complex. The good news is the reversal is achievable through peaceful and intellectual means, and fortunately, the number of those who care are growing exponentially.
This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question: what can I do? Gold is the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future, even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
Power of the ancient Lord. Okay, this is Audacity, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Rebecca Jernigan. Right before the break, I was about to talk about, just in relation to what you were talking about, the 144,000, the nature of sort of the interview where I talk about the crackdown on yoga and consciousness and why that is something that's going on around the globe at this time in sort of like a renewed effort. Apparently, back in the early days of communism, there was a crackdown, and then there was a bit of an easing up as Romania and other countries like that went into sort of a mode in which they took on the democratic sort of model, but in reality didn't kind of believe in the real principles of that. So they kind of gave lip service to a certain permissiveness, knowing that then sort of pushing disinfo and so on, and as they do in Western governments, is a way of corralling the people and keeping them under their thumb. Now they've decided, I guess, in places like Romania and a few others that we talk about on that interview, that keeping the people down using the democratic sort of, I guess you might say, the soft, what is even called in Illuminati circles, a velvet glove. And it's sort of, you know, they corral you by deceiving you into sort of a placid state of mind by numbing you with you know, so-called entertainment, certain kinds of entertainment, and other things like sports, et cetera, et cetera. So what we're talking about here is the 144,000 that were sort of a cutting edge of a requirement that needed to happen for consciousness on the planet to make the shift, most probably. And what we are probably also talking about is the fact that there is, as they said, well, at least your guides were sort of alluding to the idea, is that there may be some new recruits in there. And I wondered if you kind of tapped into that as well. Well, the idea, I'm just noticing a couple people contacting me recently who haven't been part of the shift, who haven't been awake, who are suddenly getting on the program.
My understanding is like this, Terry, is that it's not the first time that I've run across 144,000. I had a lovely, and she comes on my show quite frequently, her name is Wendy Kennedy. And several years ago, she brought up that there was going to be a need for the 144,000 to come back. It's part of the shift. It's part of the consciousness. It's what you were saying. Now, most interestingly, is I was having some very unusual night experiences. As you know, I don't call them dreams because they're just as real as this world, because of the messages and because of what happened in my night experiences. I was given some information based on a show I was doing and topics that I was talking about, and somebody said, well, you need to take a look at these two guys. And these two guys' name is Sean Clark and a gentleman who goes by the name of Alpha Ra. And I had them on. I spoke with them briefly. I had them on my show just a couple of weeks ago, and this is where he begins the conversation in earnest about tells the story about the 144,000. Now, it was just a small portion of the show. It wasn't the whole show, to be sure. The man's got a ton of information and certainly can talk for many hours on this whole consciousness shift where, you know, history speaking, et cetera, and so forth. And then, you know, it was many, many days after that where the night experience that I came in with the 144,000 was understanding that they were like, it was like the anchoring, if you will, of the new consciousness energy. And then it goes a little deeper, like you said. I have had several clients recently who have come to me because they're saying, here's what's going on in my life. And here's what's going on in their life is thought processes that are almost so foreign to them that they don't comprehend them on a logical level, but from a spiritual, emotional level, they're tapped into it, and they're going, does that make any sense to you? I'm like, it makes perfect sense. It's like the whole magic wand kind of a thing of, yes, now you are awakened. And whatever your amnesia was, or their amnesia was, has now been lifted, and now they are stepping fully into their, or beginning anyway, step fully into their awareness. That is the mission. And my mission is tied up somehow, Carrie, in this 144,000, and I knew I had a mission way before all of this stuff came in, but I woke up about a month or so ago and I said, I'm on a mission. And I don't even know what the mission was. I did not know what it was at that point. I know what it is at this point, to an extent. And so there are people out there that are having, and I call this, and you know, you and I have talked about this, and I really think this is what is termed the miracle of life, is when we step into the sinking flow of who we said we are going to be, even though we don't remember what that is. And it's happening. And it's happening because that's the 10 to 20%, as they said, of overruns that they have built into this, so to speak, or that we've built into it, however you want to look at that, whatever you want to view that as, so that the 144,000 will be awakened. And I think that is the biggest turning point in consciousness because of bringing in the whole new awareness, new consciousness. That is what this shift is about. That is what it all ties into, raising the level, raising the frequency, raising the vibration of those that said they wanted to be a participant in it. Understand that it's still a choice. And besides the 144,000, there will be others that also said, we're going to be in support of this new consciousness shift, this new energy, this new paradigm, this new world that we want to create.
I think that's great to hear that you're tapping into all of that, and that it's becoming a sort of a mission for you in that way. One thing that I'm sort of taking it back to this notion of consciousness and where it is damped down and where it is allowed. Because I'm noticing because of Camelot, and I have people come towards me, come after me, like as whistleblowers, so to speak. But what's interesting about all of that, and this is really a strange dynamic, and I wonder if you're seeing this. What it is, you know, we have been, in a sense, preaching to the choir for a very long time. In other words, the people that have been listening for a long time. And they have been, the ones who have been awake, have been more or less awoken, you know, let's say, 5 to 10 years ago, okay? But some of the new ones now that I'm noticing are actually it's actually comical. I don't mean to be derogatory, but and people do need to keep a sense of humor. I think it's really desperate at this point. But at any rate, what happens is these people are stumbling on this stuff. They're waking up, and for them, it's brand new. And so I'm getting emails from people who are acting as though they have suddenly, you know, gotten the word of God, so to speak. And, you know, but they're suddenly stumbling on it, and they're sure that everyone else needs to hear it. And so they want to come on my show. They want to come and talk to people. They don't even know what, they're not even quite all there in it yet, but they already are sure that it's completely new and that they need to bring it to the world. And whereas those are good impulses, what's really fascinating is that they haven't taken the time to study what's out there and the fact that there might be a whole lot of people that already are up to speed on all of that. And so it's, in a sense, it's a new layer coming awake. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I agree with that.
I think it's fascinating. I mean, and you cannot blame them because they don't know that hello, you know, people have been talking about this, you know, to each other, but the word hasn't gotten out because it's almost like if this was a cake, you know, if humanity was a cake and there was the top layer and then there was other layers. And I'm not talking in terms of any kind of, you know, one being better than the other. I'm just talking about different layers coming awake at different times. And time being an illusion as it is in this dimension, in the end, it doesn't really matter when you wake up because it's the fact that you're awake that matters and that it happens. So timing is less, I don't know, monumental, at least in my view of it. But it is fascinating that in the sort of sands of time, to get poetic about it, this group is coming a little late to the party, and yet they are coming. And that's what matters. And who knows what they're bringing, you know, what they're bringing with them, because each and every person has something to add to this big puzzle that we're all part of. And I'm just saying that if you had a party and you were holding a party in your house, just for sort of an analogy, and you'd have the same people at your party for quite some time, several hours have gone by, and suddenly a whole nother group shows up at the door like, wow, a party, cool, come on in and let's, you know, and you're like, yeah, we've been doing this for, you know, several hours now, but come on in, you know, you're welcome. And then all of a sudden their mix sort of changes the whole.
Yep, understood what you're saying.
It's just a fun kind of analogy, but yeah. So I mean, but let's turn this over to this kind of event. There, the rumors of an event, and find out whether or not you've been getting sort of feedback in that respect.
Okay, so here's what I know about, and it's about the visions, right? I don't just get, you know, just because I try to keep everything on a positive doesn't mean that everything that I see is positive or feel positive to me. Because for me, everything is a choice. It's about what do I want to put my attention and focus to. Because I think the more that you put your attention and focus on something, that's the more you're going to experience that focus in your life, because that's what you're paying attention to. I mean, it makes logical, reasonable sense to me. So in this event, and this event, I think, precedes, it comes before the whole 2012 December 21st thing. I think there's an event, and the event is about, and it's also about choices. And we haven't made the choices. And when I say we, I'm talking about the human race as a whole, individually as well as collectively. But there is an event that could take place, and I'm looking at, like, probably half a dozen scenarios. You know, they talk about the stage alien invasion. They talk about, you know, maybe another earthquake in Japan. Now, these are the negative things. There could be a super volcano that goes off. You know, those are just some of the climate changes, some of the more known things. There could also be something else, and my feeling is that it's something else that's on its way. And I don't know what the something else is, Carrie, because I've not ever seen it before, so I don't know how to identify it. Is it good or bad? It depends on your perspective. It depends on what you feel is good or bad. That is a perspective. It's not a cut and dried situation. But does it make a huge change for humanity? I think the way that we look at the entire world individually as well as collectively, because of this event that could has the potential of showing itself before the whole 2012 December 21st thing, it has the greatest potential to change the whole globe and how people perceive life in such a manner that it's either going to be a huge wake-up call or it won't. Because, you know, there will be people that, you know, events happen and they don't seem to be moved by them one way or the other because of the role that they've chosen to play, that they've come in to be a part of in this witnessing, I guess, of these series of events that's been taking place for the last few years. Really intensively. So for me, when I look at these timeline potential, because that's a whole other story we can get into, because the energies out there, the reason why the energies are so chaotic and so intense, and because people are having these, you know, really enormous types of personal experiences, is because there's like these timeline convergences because of what's happening out in the cosmology of all of this, of this whole known universe and beyond, and as well as the other dimensions. I mean, that's what this time is that we live in. It is really huge. It's magnanimous. It's important because it really does change the way that we are all going to live our life. Who knows, maybe next week, next year. But this is what, this is the events that are leading up to some big kind of changeover, if you will. And I, real quickly, I wanted to address and speak on what you talked about, which is now I lost my whole train of thought, Carrie. I had like 10,000 thoughts coming in my head, and I lost my whole train of thought. I just hate that when that happens. I think you're rubbing
off. That's okay. Well, we're going to get there. Don't worry about a thing, because I'm sure it'll come back to you. The minute it does, we'll just go there.
Okay.
So just kind of let me know. But what I, you know, it is really interesting right now. And this thing, this event, I mean, I'm getting, let me just throw out a sort of a laundry list of things that I'm getting. And then kind of get your reaction as well. Project Bluebeam is still a possible reality. Okay, so, you know, when all else fails, that's always going to be in the backpack of the Illuminati, is to bring out the alien invasion scenario. But there's an added layer that has to do with whether or not there really is an invasion to begin with. We'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
The year 2012 brings an ending and a new beginning to social, political, economic, and geological cycles for America and the world. The living prophecy that we are now voyaging through has many names ascribed to it. The Hopi say it's the closing of the fourth world of destruction, moving into the fifth world of peace. The Maya declare that we enter the fifth world age, the age of the center. All common themes in the array of prophecy that we are processing and purifying all the imbalances of the dying world age. We are
are transiting an era founded on duality, and we have turned away from the great spirit, resulting in greed, corruption, blind materialism, and disconnection from each other and Mother Earth. Collectively, we are poised at the brink of a world age rebirth in which we enter new domains of consciousness and manifestation, redeeming all the previous ages. Let's all join together to bring the vision of peace and love into reality, because we are the future, we are the heroes, and that we are who we have been waiting for.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Warning. Warning. America. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Your frequency is ascending with Strange Universe Radio, the most popular internet program in the galaxy, weeknight 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time with your host, Sean David Morton.
And we are talking to Rebecca Jernigan and having a very interesting discussion. And I have to say that I have no idea where we were. So, Rebecca, do you remember, I was starting with a Project Bluebeam.
Absolutely.
Okay, and then I've got somebody else who's in England who is very sure that there are big plans for some kind of event in England during the Olympics. We've got someone else who I posted on my blog information about Chicago, coming up here very shortly, and all kinds of, trucks and FEMA camps and all kinds of deliveries and weirdnesses going on in the middle of the country.
Yep.
So, and you're kind of in that area right now as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of different pieces of news. Coming out of some, just little obscure pieces where people in these little small towns are noticing military presence. When they would ask somebody what was going on, they'd say, we don't know. A lot of them don't. It's a need-to-know basis. They've been told it's training exercises, but there's a lot of insidiousness, deception going on, that's for sure. I think it's just really accelerated, Carrie, in literally in the past 6 months, really accelerated.
Yes.
And, we talked a little bit about that as well. And there again, I had my thought, and as soon as I get it, it just goes right back out of my head. And for some reason, I guess I'm not supposed to talk about that tonight, so whatever that means. So, who knows, in the Project Bluebeam, the staged alien event, I believe that was the first thing I said when I said, some of
yes.
the night vision. This has always been kind of one of those things that I kind of keep my antennas out for. I don't have any definite answers for anybody. I mean, I'm not unlike anyone else in regards to that, even yourself, which is because everything is about potential and probabilities. There's nothing written in stone because it only takes one person, and you can change a whole series of events just by making a different choice. I mean, it really is that simple, not that easy, but it is that simple. The stage alien event is the one that creates, obviously, for me, almost more so than just about anything else, because it's going to be made to look so real. And what really is the most insidious part of it is that there's going to be so many people that are going to be lost in the process or in this experience that they're literally not going to be connected to the reality of it. Because what it appears and what it is going to be two entirely different agendas. And that's the point that makes it the most difficult for people, because they're not going to be able to see what it really is. What it could appear to be if it comes in as a, something that's friendly, something that's helpful, right, a staged alien event, then I would say, if you see a light, don't go into it. Not a good thing. If it's a negative event, you know, when it shows itself as like a staged alien event, could also be that the aliens, quote-unquote, are making war on us, which could be just another way of creating some kind of, like a killing field for humanity, technically. Right? That it's not really coming from the aliens, but it's coming from governments or, secret agencies all around the globe. Not just about the United States here, people, at all. And so right. That's the other insidiousness. So what it looks like, in my opinion, if it is a staged alien event, no matter how it shows itself, Carrie, it feels like to me that there's insidiousness behind it, no matter how it comes out. I don't know how you feel about that, but that's how I feel about it.
I think if the things happen around you, you need to ask yourself who's doing this and who benefits. I think you need to ask yourself that no matter what happens around you. And yes. I think you also need to sort of to basically kind of keep your sort of instantaneous reaction time down. To where you process, you allow yourself to process whatever's going on so that it can either resonate or not resonate or, you know, and then give yourself time to react. There's also, you know, the powers that be have a vested interest. Leo Zagami talked about this. They have a drama they want to see take place during 2012. It's just like when you plan, a theatrical event. We're getting close to the time when the curtain rises on their so-called theatrical event. It involves the Vatican, involves, you know, all kinds of plans they've been making for eons. Now, if the people that think they're just going to put that aside and ignore it and not do it because, you know, because they don't think it's going to be viable, need to rethink that, because they are going to continue to try things. I don't care how much light is coming in, and there is a tremendous amount of light that is available if you want to let it in. So we're really at an interesting juncture to where the dark is going to have to try very hard to get their thing to get off the ground, and they're going to maybe try multiple things. And surprise has always been one of their big elements, and they're having the worst time with that because of the awakened people out there, people like us that are talking about these things. Now, there's somebody out there who keeps asking, you know, are the indigo people, they call them indigo people, being more affected by the solar, I don't know if they mean the solar eclipse or just the solar events or what's going on now. And I have to say that, first of all, I consider myself an early indigo. So I will say that if you're sensitive, regardless of whether you consider yourself an indigo or whatever label you want to put on yourself, yes, you're going to be affected, and more so than people that simply aren't awake and aware. And so the answer, I guess, is basically yes. And certainly, Rebecca, you can respond in your own way to that question. But the other thing is that we have a limited amount of time here, and I do want to sort of allow the audience to call in and ask you questions if they would like to do so. So feel free to do so. I did put the phone number in the chat. It is on American Freedom Radio if you want to call in, and feel free to do that. But go right ahead, Rebecca, and respond to that.
Well, in regards to the Indigo people, and I just have to answer pretty much similarly the same way that you did, Carrie, which is that if you are an energy-sensitive person, if you have a heightened sense of awareness, if you have a heightened sense of being in tune, anything that goes on in out in the cosmos and certainly in your own environment, you're going to be more sensitive to the event. The point is to not let the sensitivity overwhelm you and overcome you to where it then throws you off balance. But the indigos are very highly sensitive, as well as all the rest of the kind of, you know, the crystal beings, and then there was the other wave that came in besides the indigos with the crystal children. There was another group that came in as well. Yes, they're all already a little bit more energy sensitive than what we would call regular, the regular people. But those that have a heightened sense of awareness will certainly feel this, absolutely. There's some more questions out there, Carrie?
Yes, it does. Sorry, I actually forgot to eat dinner tonight. So... That's one of the weird things that goes on, you know, what with this time, this shifting time. I'm noticing that I'm having very strange sleep patterns. I'm like up all night. I want to sleep during the day. And then I forget to eat at certain times. And then I find myself absolutely dying of hunger. So there, I don't know, other people are probably experiencing this to some degree.
Well, let me talk about that. I'll talk about that a little bit. I have been over the last few weeks, and I know many other people as well. So I'm just speaking about myself personally, but I'm also including some other people that I actually know that have been going through it. But I my sleep patterns have always fluctuated. The point is that you just realize that they fluctuate. Remember, nothing is permanent. Nothing is permanent. And when you can really own that, then you get more into releasing the anxiety. If you don't go to sleep at a certain time or get as much sleep as you think you should, or if you're getting too much sleep, if you relax yourself in regards to how your patterns are, it will go much easier for the individual. It really will. I myself, Carrie, will have days where, you know, it'll be 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I may have been up since 4 o'clock in the morning. I wake up at the weirdest time. So for 12 hours, I've been up without having eaten the night before, and I'll go, oh, my gosh, I am so hungry, and I'll think about it, and it might be 18 hours since I've eaten. And then there'll be other days when I eat a lot. I mean, for what I normally eat, I, you know, feel like I'm almost overeating, but nothing seems to fill me up. I'll either sleep in real long bursts, or there'll be these on-off hour or two increments, and I'll be awake for 30 minutes or so, and then I'll doze off again. So the point behind saying all this is so that people recognize that no matter what your patterns are, just understand that they will continue to shift, and they're going to continue to shift for people, especially the more aware you become because the energies are shifting. So just be in sync and flow with it, and that will actually be the easiest way to get through, really the next few months here.
Absolutely. Now we've got a caller on the phone, and I'm gonna let them ask their question if that's okay with you, Rebecca.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So, caller area code 909. You are on the air with Rebecca Jernigan and Carrie Cassidy.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. I'm just calling in. I heard you guys talking a little bit about consciousness, awakening, and all that. And I just kind of wanted to share something that happened to me. It was really strange that happened about right around 2004. And I had an injury with my back at work. And all of a sudden, when I got laid out, all of a sudden, I got into religion. My family never went to church or anything like that, and all of a sudden, I got into religion big time, and I got into it like for 5 years, and then all of a sudden, it led me on to your show, Carrie, and I followed you and Bill for, like, since the beginning. And I don't know, it's just weird how something, I feel like somebody's guiding me. It's really wild. It's hard to explain. But I don't know.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing that. Did you want to ask Rebecca anything since
I just thought, is that have anything to do with this consciousness awakening?
Well, it has everything to do with that. You know, when you feel like you're being guided and you step into that guidance, obviously when you look back, you'll be able to ascertain more about what that experience meant to you. How did it awaken you? How did it confirm some maybe previous beliefs or what you might have thought was beliefs before that, and they become your truth for the moment? So it's all part of the process. And the process is to take us through different experiences. You may be also experiencing some past life or what I call, past life, pieces of information that you need to carry forth, certain pieces or aspects of it. So you're just right on the track. So I would just simply, thank those that are around you, thank your higher self, and continue to follow those instincts or intuition. It's a good thing. And then always reflect on what it is that you got from that, how much more awake or aware, or how it allowed you to heal something or to look at something differently.
Okay, yeah, it's even meditation. I mean, it's just like something wanted. It was like somebody trying to really lead me towards meditation and all kinds of neat stuff. I mean, it just was really wild. I mean, it's been an experience, to be honest with you. It's been really wild.
Well, thank you very much for calling in, and thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Let me just say last thing. It's not over yet, so just enjoy it and keep smiling.
Okay, guys. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. That's certainly an indicator right there. Rebecca, right before we're going to come to the close here, and I know that this is probably crazy to bring up, but I have to do it nonetheless. Because I know you've been into the Wingmakers material, right?
Yes.
And we shared that initially when we first got connected, if you recall.
That's correct.
And what's very interesting right now is that this discovery in Romania of this so-called device that is talked about in this book written in 2009, which I believe probably got very little notice, but is partly because of Camelot going to get a lot more notice now. And what's happening is this device that is found in the Romanian mountains apparently was activated. And, the U.S. military went in and the Romanian government, and there's all kinds of stuff going on around it. And apparently it's got Akashic records in it, and it also could have some time travel aspects. We'll be right back after this break.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Virginia Grow is your source for affordable induction grow lighting. First discovered in 1891 by Nikola Tesla, Indigrow lights deliver 11 years of electronic sunlight to your plants. Indigrow lamps require less than half the power of traditional HID lamps. Converting to Indigrow lights means you'll cut down on your power bill with less lighting. Indigrow lamps also use 5 times less mercury than traditional fluorescent or HID lamps, making Indigrow not only energy efficient, but environmentally friendly as well. No more switching out lamps between vegetative and flowering stages. As nature intended, your lights get a steady dose of UV light. That makes your plants grow healthier and stronger. Indigrow products are manufactured in San Diego, California, and come with a written 10-year warranty. What Tesla knew, then growers know now, is that Indigrow lighting is the cost-effective addition to your victory garden. To learn more or order now, go to inda-grow.com. That's inda-grow.com. Or call 877-452-2244 to answer any of your questions. These guys really know lights. Indigrow really is your sunlight in a box.
It's the story of a lost city, lost opportunity, lost hope. A story of failed policies, failed leadership. A story of smooth-talking politicians, games of he said, she said, rhetoric, and division. One man has stood apart, stood strong, and true. Voting against every tax increase, every unbalanced budget, every time. Standing up to the Washington machine, guided by principle. Ron Paul, the one who will stop the spending, save the dollar, create jobs, bring peace. The one who will restore liberty. Ron Paul, the one who can beat Obama and restore America now.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices steadied below $1,550 an ounce Wednesday after rebounding from 5 months' lows earlier. Gold last traded at $1,540 an ounce. Silver, $2,727. Okay, so gold is at the 2012 low. What better opportunity is there to buy? Call Swiss America today. Talk with your broker, 800-289-2646. Don't kick yourself later for missing it. Today on my daily health and vitality lunch stop at Jamba Juice here in Phoenix, I had a few gold coins in my pocket after working on some new Swiss America TV commercials. Just for the heck of it, when it came time to pay, I put 3 1-ounce American gold coins into the attendant's hand. This immediately prompted a huge smile, especially when I told her the current value. Her response, I can't believe this is $5,000 in my hand. Yeah, there's just something about holding real gold in your hand. It feels good. It feels right. Because it is. Yes, gold is concentrated wealth in a world diluted by declining paper dollars.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinny Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, talking to Rebecca Jernigan. I was just talking about the Wingmakers and the discovery of the site in Romania, and there happens to be a link up with a device that was found in Iraq, apparently, and also with Egypt, and then they're saying that there may be a similar device or something like that somewhere in Mongolia, and what happens is what they're... When the device, according to the book and the author, when the device was activated in Romania, there was a subsequent activation of the one in Iraq that the military are guarding at this time. And it was the real reason why they invaded Iraq. And what we may be looking at is some kind of ascension device that is related by the discovery in Chaco Canyon in those caves, and said to be, basically in some ways could be looked at as the chakras of the planet or something like that, where a certain machinery that can be activated could be about to shift the planet into a different timeline. And not saying this is good or bad, because there are there could be arguments made on both sides. But I just wanted to give you a heads up about this, Rebecca. And this is based on Peter Moon's book called Transylvanian Sunrise. And again, is got into us this discussion because I started interviewing these people who are practicing yoga in Romania, and the government is trying to shut them down.
Well, let me share with you the device that they found in Romania. What I was aware of was the device that they found in Romania then triggered the activation of the one in Iraq. The other pieces of the story, I wasn't, you know, I didn't have as much of the story as what you shared tonight. I will tell you is that, you know, they're finding all kinds of devices. They're going to continue, in my opinion, to find some more of these devices. And I'm not so sure that it's not some kind of an energetic grid system that doesn't show itself. I mean, if they get all these different ones activated, who knows? I mean, you know, we used to live in a you know, this Earth had highly, highly sentient beings on it, not like we are now, because we've specifically, as you said before, been dumbed down. I mean, this has been a process that's taken thousands upon thousands of years to get humanity to the point of the ignorance that we're in, you know, through all the processes. We don't need to go into all of them. I mean, but, you know, GMOs, the educational system, all the pharmaceuticals, and obviously they've stepped up their game in the last 20, 25 years to the point of total insidiousness. But that being said, let's get back to the Wingmakers. I've always felt that there was more to the story, and I've been waiting for the rest of the story kind of a thing with the Wingmaker material. That there was way more of it, and it would be exposed. Well, now, I don't like the word exposed. That's a negative kind of connotation, but it would be presented. We would find out some additional information. And obviously, we've just touched the tip of the iceberg with this, Carrie. I'm excited for it, as well as also, obviously, a little disheartened, because this is the information that's not available to the general public, but only by those that they think are the chosen few that have the right to, you know, have access to these devices, right? And I understand the whole hierarchy on it. I still don't have to agree with it.
Yes.
That being said, one last thing before, I'm just going to shift this just for a second, and then we can come back. I want to say thank you to all of your people in the chat room. They have been absolutely delightful. Some beautiful comments in there, some lovely questions. I'm sorry we just couldn't sit here and get to all those questions that everyone had. But I want to say thank you to all of you people that are in the chat box tonight. It really is a very welcoming thing, and it really makes me feel well. So I just wanted to say that.
That's lovely. Thank you for saying that. And you know, it's not always like that, I have to say. So you know, kudos to the people there that are keeping a good vibe happening. You know, we actually have two callers holding here. Do you want to take those calls?
Sure, let's go ahead.
Okay, so real quickly, let's see, area code 281, we have limited time, so if you could ask your question, and then we'll try to answer it as quickly as possible.
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Rebecca. Okay, hi. I'll be quick. I had a dream about a year ago, and my interpretation of it is coming up soon. That's why it's very important. A guide of mine said, showed me these four Earths, these little globes, and when he came to the fourth, when he said, the fourth Earth will be destroyed by Lucifer's wrath. And I had a question, and his response, I was questioning, and he responded immediately, your mother's name was Christine, like that meant something. Now, I thought about this for a year. Here's what I think, because it's coming up. Lucifer's wrath is Venus's path. Does that make sense to you? And Christine is the Christ consciousness that I feel is going to be coming through at that time.
Rebecca, go right ahead.
Well, you know, obviously all dreams are open to interpretation. And by the receiver of those night experiences that you had.
True.
I still feel like that there's some pieces there. You might want to get behind some of the information that was shared with you. When I say get behind, that means that you're missing some additional depth You're right. That's why I'm putting it out there. I'm like, there's something, but this is important. It's nagging at me.
Well, I would suggest you sitting back and just kind of taking a deep breath, because the picture gets wider. It gets wider for you, certainly. And really, it would really honestly take me probably about 20 minutes to actually answer all of that for you. But there is some additional information in there. You can just ask those, your guides, your higher self, to please share some additional expression on that, because there is way more information there. It's quite as cut and dry as you might think it is. However, I don't think it's totally off base either. I think there's just some additional language there that you need to grasp with that.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller here. Area code 619, you're on the air with Rebecca Jernigan and Carrie Cassidy.
Oh, it's me, Donya.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hello, hi. Oh, you guys were talking about like this device that was found in a rock, and it has like energy potential around it to perhaps, you know, connect grid lines of such. Well, I happen to see that, like, there's a strong energy coming through to the sun, and the sun is going to light up the pyramids, and the pyramids are the energy keepers, basically, in gridlock, or something with that, because when the reflection of the sun hits the pyramids and the earth is turning, that's the important thing, because that shape makes the dodecahedron and the icosahedron around the earth, and that, in sacred geometry, is basically the same geometric makeup of our DNA, and if our DNA is supposed to change in this shift, like going up to a higher realm, the next P orbital, basically, because in chemistry, when the electron goes to the next P orbital, they bounce to the next dimension, and both of them are alive, just as equivalent, you know, existing in parallel places. But it's all an energy variation. So it could happen that way if we go by the laws of science. However, in the next place, I think the laws of science would be different than they are now. But just to speculate on what could possibly happen.
I'll just interrupt you here real quick. You know, one of the things that they've been talking to me about for about the last year is about the law of physics. That's what they've been talking to me about. And the third-dimensional law of physics is not the same as other dimensional laws of physics.
Right.
And I can tell you, when we look at science now and some of the ways that things are done, that sometimes those rules that they've been following, are, even when they follow those rules, the application does not come out after they apply it, does not come out, the outcome is not the same.
Well,
because the laws of
consciousness
are shifting and changing, literally, subtly, because of the energetic shift that's going on. And if you look at the Great Pyramid, if anyone would look at the Great Pyramid, there's not another one like it. It's a standalone structure.
And everything is in there, all the way down to the nano of sacred geometry. Basically, the earth is, the dimensions is made out of the human body in ratios. And even Thoth talks about that. It's very interesting how they knew that. Or, you know, they're telling anything with that.
I mean, the question, I think, in some ways, the question is whether the Great Pyramid will be used as an ascension gate or not. And the fact of the matter is that the powers that be have been dampening down the energetics there for
trying to, right.
Yes, exactly. And so what I think that's a good point, saying that there could be energetics associated with the sun hitting the Great Pyramid in a certain angle that could then facilitate sort of a breakthrough, if you will.
Absolutely, because it goes on the same line. Those pyramids are in line with our DNA as well. The sun goes down at the Great Pyramid, and it rises directly at Teotihuacan in Mexico City at the apex of the sun temple. So they are in alignment perfectly.
Yeah, okay. So, now, we are really low on time here, so Donya, thank you so much for calling in. I'd ask you to, Rebecca and Carrie. Okay, thank you so much. And we've got one more caller here. I don't know if we can even squeeze them in, to be honest with you. Rebecca, do you want to give out your website real quick while I unmute this caller and go ahead?
Sure. My website is journeyswithrebecca.com. There you're going to find all the information on the different radio shows that I do. I do my Journeys with Rebecca as well as the Real Women Stepping Up on Thursday nights.
fantastic information. It's got a little store tab. I've got stuff on the Elohim there. I've also got my services page. I've got lots and lots of information. I've got some free stuff, free meditations, things like that. It's a brand new site. Well, it's not a brand new site. The website itself is old, but it's a brand new look and feel to it. I'd like to.
Okay, thank you very much, everyone, for listening. And Rebecca, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you, dear.
Okay, take care.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I want to tell you about something really, really cool. It is silvercoins.ag. Now, AG is the symbol for silver on the periodic table of elements. Silvercoins.ag is the new website for cheap silver coins. Silvercoins.ag automatically surfs popular online retailers for silver coin bargains based on the minute-to-minute fluctuations of the silver market. Silvercoins.ag focuses on silver purchases from $5 to $50, but of course, big junk silver bags and monster boxes are available too. Purchases can generally be done using a credit card or even PayPal, so you have multiple layers of buyer protection. Silvercoins.ag has no annoying salesmen. Silvercoins.ag has live streaming metal prices, so you don't have to refresh your browser all day long. Stop the endless web surfing for the best silver coin deals, because now you can visit and bookmark Silvercoins.ag. I use it. I want all your friends to use it. You tell them Jack Blood sent you.
America is in trouble.
Washington is a disgrace.
Government has become too big. It's overtaxing, overspending.
We need to change direction.
We really need change.
We can't afford to make the same mistakes we've made in the past.
Mitt Romney's reputation as a flip-flopper.
He went the other way when he got paid to go the other way.
There is need for economic stimulus.
It's about serial hypocrisy.
This election is about trust.
There's been one true, consistent candidate, and that's Dr. Ron Paul.
Ron Paul has been so consistent from the very beginning.
He seems like a more honest candidate.
He tells the truth about what he believes, whether you like it or not.
He's never once voted for a tax increase, never once voted for an unbalanced budget.
Ron Paul's plan is bold, cut five departments. It's what we need.
When he says he's going to cut $1 trillion in the first year, I believe it.
If you don't like how things are going, and you're tired of politicians, he's something different.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Is the one we've been looking for.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question: what can I do? Gold is the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future, even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
rules.
No rules.
No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are
American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.